I mean, at previous Joburg Endavas, you've very much taken the industry to task about some of the huge capital misallocations. Do you think the leopard has changed its spots? Do you think the industry has learned its lessons around capital allocation?
It's an interesting question. Let me just give you a reflection. If you look back to 2013, 2014, 2015, when the industry went through a real period of crisis, and that came after commodity prices fell and also after the industry had massively overspent on capex. And what you had was a situation where investors were blaming investors. And the way I sort of phrased it was that, yes, we used to have dialogue with companies about growth, but it's almost as if you've got an eight or nine-year-old kid who says, can I go to the shop on the corner and buy a bar of chocolate? And they go away and come back a day later, having bought the entire contents of the store. And then what happened, I think the market behaved in a very rational fashion. When industries have gone through a period of capital misallocation, market puts you into a vortex, which is generate cash, distribute cash, until it trusts that industry to actually spend wisely. And the mining industry went through a period of what it called being in that vortex. Of course, part of that was there was also a period of time when there was actually no cash to distribute. And now I think the last couple of years you've emerged where the dreaded G word, growth, has actually come back onto the agenda. And for instance, I don't think a few years ago anyone would have thought that Anglo-American would have been the first one to announce a proper major new greenfield project and ship a K of Echo. And I do think that boards still bear the scars of that period. And I think I see a lot more discipline. And I also see amongst the management in the industry a much greater degree of financial literacy.